There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the Football Drop Podcast.
We're live,
the FDP.
FDP. How's it going?
How is it going? What a question that is, mate. How's it going for you?
Been a bit of an eventful week for us both, I think, hasn't it?
It has. To be honest, I don't want to make this about me because, you know, that's not what I'm about. But yesterday was probably the most stressful day of my entire existence.
I've never known someone to be so have sympathy nerves for someone else. I think that's the only way it can be described is sympathy nerves.
It was sympathy nerves. There was a little bit of selfishness in there where I was actually worried about my duties as... I was going to say something then, but that was presumptuous. As your mate,
I know what you're going to say now.
So, I had a big thing yesterday, but it's not all about me, as I say, which is unusual for me to say. Come on, mate, tell us what happened.
I got engaged yesterday. I asked the general to marry me. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, mate.
Thank you. It still feels a bit surreal, I won't lie.
Yeah, oh, mate, I'm so buzzing for you, genuinely, so buzzing for you. I'm so happy for you.
Cheers, mate. So I've only been home barely an hour. We've literally scoffed dinner down. She said, "Hello, my fiancé. How are you today, my fiancé? How's work today, my fiancé? I've made you dinner, fiancé. How's dinner, fiancé?" About 80 times, bless her. And it's really sweet. But I've mugged her off. Literally 24 hours after we've got engaged to record a podcast with you. And about, I would say, within 10 minutes of her saying yes, I then met you for a pint.
I know. Honestly, mate, I felt so bad because it's such a nice thing to be a part of, and I want to be a part of it, and I want to be there, and I want to be all up in both your grills being like, "Come on, you beauties." But...
At the same time,
I feel like I need to leave you alone a little bit as well. But no, I mean, I was so happy for you. But yeah, I had the honour of recording the moment, which was a big responsibility. And hopefully it's all right. Hopefully I've lived up to the
expectations. Yeah, it didn't come out as clear as we wanted, but that's my fault because it was too dark. Like the thing is brilliant, and I'm glad that we've actually got a video of it to remember us by and remember like the actual evening itself. So honestly, I can't thank you enough for doing it. But it's one of those, if you want to kind of capture the moment and capture that perfect moment, you need a professional photographer to do that sort of shit. And obviously we're, I mean, clearly from the video that we're putting out, obviously we're you know, pros. I know that, but not necessarily at night time. That's the only key difference, really.
The difficulty is, so you proposed to her under the lighthouse where you had your first date, is that right?
No, well, sort of, yes. We had our first date at the Arch Bar, but we walked to the lighthouse, I think it was on my birthday, but it was just quite a nice walk, and we just like had a really nice day there. But obviously it overlooks the Arch Bar, overlooks the harbour, and you know, that's obviously the sort of sentimental side for us.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So there's me thinking, right, he's getting engaged underneath a lighthouse. Light will not be an issue. There's the darkest lighthouse I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
It should be called a lighthouse.
It should be a non-lighthouse, a dark house.
It should be a dark house.
Yeah. It. that was the part that didn't quite go according to plan. And literally, the reason it didn't is because Laura did not stop talking shit when we was at the Arch Bar. And I've never known her to take so long drinking a drink.
I know. And you think you had problems, right? So, you know, I don't want to make it all about me, as I've said. But I'm stood opposite, right? And I want to get a good angle because I need to get as close as I can get. The light's dipping. I'm panicking that I've missed you. I'm panicking that, you know, you're going to do it. You're going to propose to her in some other location and I'm going to miss it. Like, I'm going to be the wrong side or something like, you know, I've got all these sorts going on. And then I'm like, I'm very aware that I'm right outside a restaurant and it's sort of caught, where I was stood was kind of cordoned off. So I was a bit worried that there might be somebody who cut, like, I'm halfway through recording and this bloke comes out. He's like, oi, get off my land, you fucking prick. Or something like that. And I'm like, oh, fucking hell. I'm just recording, mate. Like, I didn't want any of that sort of shit. But I also was conscious that you're the other side and I didn't want Laura to be like, why is Will perving on us over there? That's weird. So then I'm trying to blend in. And then I see these buckets that I assume have fish in them. So I'm like stood there pretending to like work in this.
Are you shitting me?
I think
me?
It's a brasserie, isn't it? Nah, I was there like trying to, like I was just, I had the buckets and I'm like just hoping that if Laura sees me, she's not going to recognise me because I'll be working.
I was going to ask, then, like, who are you pretending to work in front of? We're like
you and
50
Laura.
Metres across the water. Laura can barely see her hand in front of her face. Let alone see you at night.
Yeah, I didn't think of any of that. I was just getting worried. And then I was getting worried that the camera might pick me up fucking about with their buckets and they'll be like, what is this prick doing? So then I went to hide behind a wall and then I noticed that there's about four people just stood there watching me.
Shut up!
So I then just stand by the cages and just record and think, well, if Laura sees me, then Laura sees me, because I've made a complete cunt of myself, if I'm completely honest.
Mate, I didn't realise how traumatic the night was for you.
It was fucking horrendous.
I apologise, but I appreciate the difficulties that you faced, the challenges you've overcome today, or yesterday, sorry. Well done.
Honestly,
thank you.
No, honestly, it was it. No, it was a complete honour to be a part of it. I am grateful for you asking me. I love you both. I wish you nothing but happiness, love, respect, and a lifetime of all of that as well.
Oh, thank you, mate. No, it means a lot. It does mean a lot. But yeah, it's yes, it's still a bit surreal, still sinking in. But it was it was nice. It was a lovely experience. She's happy. She loves the ring. And I think that's the main thing, as long as she's happy. And obviously it's bought me a night to do a podcast, so that's even better. So here we are.
Result. Here
How
we are.
Was
so congratulations.
Your weekend, Will? Because I feel like there's a story or two that you need to share. And I don't know if any eagle-eyed viewers on YouTube will have noticed the difference around your chops.
Yeah, you've taken great delight, haven't you, in in chucking me under said bus for the second week in a row. I hasten to add. So I went and had my barnet chopped, and it was the same barber that I've been to a couple of times. It was a different guy, but the same place. And
this is where you go wrong. Like, hang on.
I know.
The listeners have written in. They have told you when you go to a barber's, you go to the same barber.
Well, yeah, and listen, and haven't I learnt my lesson? So the hair's not too bad. Actually, I'm quite happy with the way he's cut my hair. The hair is all right. It was when he went to the beard. Now, my beard is very... I've grown very attached to my beard. And I like it in a certain way.
Mm.
What I asked for... So for the camera, and I asked for there to be a line from, like, the top of my ear down to, like, the top of my mouth kind of thing. So it's smart. But as you will see, and as I will explain, he's gone down and then like around to the bottom of where my moustache ends. And actually...
Oh, mate, I might even have to mute my microphone at this point to get through this story.
So just to add, I said, yeah, just go straight down there. And he said, what, both sides? Right? That should have been the warning that I took to be like, yeah, this guy ain't doing it. This guy shouldn't do it. I should just back out right in a second. So I said, yeah, both sides. Right? So then he started...
I've heard this story twice and it's funnier the second time.
So he's got the razor, and he's two-handed on the razor as well. Like, I've never seen that before. He's two-handed
was
on the
razor. Was he steady?
And he gets a bit... Yeah, he was pissed, I think. So he gets a bit close, and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe he's just going to blend it all in. Maybe it's just going to be a little bit shorter than I wanted. That'd be all right, I'll grow back. Not a problem. And then like, I don't know if you can, like, but right here, that is thick. That is really thin. That doesn't match up. So my moustache is uneven as it goes down the side of my mouth, which is just like horrendously bad. And he says to me, do you want any of the length taken off of the beard? No. That's my answer. No. So he trims my beard nicely for me and makes it a lot shorter than I wanted. And then I asked him to line it up along the bottom. And I'm going to put my neck up now. And Ben's going to laugh even more. Are you ready? So just in case if you hadn't clocked on, it's not straight. It's like cut in, and it kind of goes straight, and then around towards my chin, and then back out again.
Oh, so I've been walking around. Stop it.
I've been walking around for 4 days with this monstrosity of a face, and then the beard doesn't improve it.
Oh,
and then what's even worse is where he's cut it so low, I've got an ingrown hair that I can't fucking get out.
Do you know what? That story tops off an engagement.
I'm glad you find it funny. I'm still, to this day, I am still fuming about it. Like,
What was the text you sent me today? I've got to see this. Oh, dear, excuse me.
Everything I asked him to do, he just... Did you just burp?
I did, yeah. It came out, I was laughing so much, you've been gassy.
Everything I asked him to do, he just seemed to do the complete opposite, and... It's terrible.
I'm still more angry than I've ever been about anything ever in my life.
And there was a couple of words after. There was a couple of things after that as well, wasn't it?
There was. I didn't want to say that on the pod, but if you're happy to, I'll read that as well.
Crack on, mate. Yeah.
So I'm still more angry than I have ever been about anything ever, and I've been cheated on twice. So, listeners, viewers, I'm sure you can feel. And I'm glad I've been really supportive throughout this traumatic experience.
Oh, mate, yeah. I rang you afterwards to tell you, you went, hang on, ended the call and video called me back just so you could see it and laughed at me for a solid 10 minutes.
100%. What I don't understand is why you didn't video call me to begin with.
Because it looks like this. And then I think I looked up and you went, mate, it's not even straight along the... It's just the gift that keeps on giving.
It was the gift that keeps on giving. Because you didn't notice that bit. It was only... I don't know what you're doing. I think you was looking up at something or looked up at the ceiling or whatever. And I was like, hang on. Mate, have a look. Look underneath.
You know you was pissed off? To be even more pissed off.
Oh my god. Nah, what?
It was just horrendous.
What a story. What a story.
So, I've got a question for you.
Go on.
And this will make a little bit sense to what just happened prior to us jumping on air. So the question is, in Canada, they have the largest beavers in a town called Beaver Town. Now, can you answer the question of how tall or how big do these beavers grow?
So, how
four
tall?
4 foot, 8 foot, 14 foot, or 18 foot?
A beaver?
A beaver.
I'm going to say, what was the option? 4, 8?
4, 8, 14, or 18.
I'm going to say no more than 8, surely. It's a beaver.
Yeah. 18 feet they can grow up to.
Sorry?
18 feet. So my joke to Selge was, still smaller than yours.
You're such a loser.
I know.
An 18-inch-long beaver.
Foot.
Sorry, 18-foot-long beaver, sorry.
Yeah, mental, isn't it? That's a big beaver.
That's a huge... That's a three-man job, beaver.
It is, yeah.
Well, for you, it's... Well, we can't compute that on here.
Here we go.
Need a break to compute.
Here we go. Here we go.
Just the one, because you're fucking hung like a donkey, mate. That's why.
Yeah, thank you. Very good, very good. Well done. Yeah, nice one.
Oh, my God.
Not bad.
Can you do me a favour before we move on?
Go on.
Just look up for us. Go on. It really is the gift that keeps on giving. Whenever I'm sad,
so
I'm just going to look at that picture and it's going to just cheer me up.
You will have to... So two things actually need to pull you up on here. The first thing was you promised Wednesday morning you'd put the picture of the dribble up on our socials.
I did.
So, and you could also put up a picture of that as well if you really want to. But also, we had some feedback about you at the weekend, didn't we?
Did we?
And your French knowledge.
Hang on. It wasn't just mine. Hang on.
I was doubtful about what you were saying, so what's your motto in life?
I don't have a motto.
You fucking do. What's your motto in life?
I don't know what you mean, mate. Not a clue.
say something with so much conviction that people will believe it.
I may have said something like that before.
You did that to me. You said it with so much conviction that in, was it Euro 16, that France won Euro 16 or something like that. Which was Portugal.
It was Portugal. That was Portugal.
But yeah, you told me with so much conviction that I just went, yeah. And but I think I was still like, oh, that doesn't sound right. But you seem very confident. So yeah, sure. So this is why I'm putting it all on you, bro.
Okay. Yeah, fair. I will accept that. I'll take that on the chin. Sorry, guys. I messed up. I did mess up. You know, I stay true to my values, and I will always be truthful and open and stick to my guns. So I apologise. I'll own up to my mistakes. And we'll move on to the news, shall we?
Let's move on to the news, yeah.
Jadon Sancho's still in trouble.
I feel sorry for Jadon Sancho.
I did until I started reading into this more. Like, he's been there for 3 years now. Ten Hag sent him away last season, even though they had fixture congestions and crap like that, and they were desperate for players. So he could get himself fit, get himself in the right headspace and whatever it was, so he can really make a difference for United season. And he's basically just gone, see ya.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a theory if you'd like to hear it.
Mate, I love a theory. Go on.
So, from my experience, my extensive experience, you have various types of people, and I think footballing is a sport where you have a general theme of, I'm the manager, I tell you what to do, you do as I say, if you don't, I'm going to shout at you. And I'm gonna and I'm gonna embarrass you, and I'm gonna criticize you, and I'm just gonna treat you like absolute shit, because that will G you up into where you need to, into where I want you to be. That will get you motivated. But there are people who don't take kindly to that. So you've got Erik ten Hag, similar to Alex Ferguson, similar to Dyche, all of those sort of managers who come in, shout at you, you know, the hairdryer treatment, we hear about it. Jadon Sancho doesn't need that. His confidence is low. What he needs is a man manager, someone like Hodgson, like Wenger, like Arteta, to be being nice to him, being like, come on, you've got this, you can do this. Massaging his ego, doing what needs to do to get him to where he needs to be. Ten Hag is the wrong manager for Sancho at this moment to get his confidence up and get him where he needs to be. So I agree. To a certain extent, when you say Sancho, yeah, he has been. Ten Hag has done that, and his patience is probably wearing thin. But to call him out like he did ain't going to get Sancho playing well. That's Sancho's Manchester United career over under Ten Hag, I think, unless something miraculous happens, which could happen. But
that's a really good theory. I get the logic behind that. Yeah, I can understand that. But I think I do agree with you in the sense of, yeah, I think he's over his United career. Unless he apologises, eats some humble pie and says, yeah, look, sorry, boss. I'll apologise and I'll pull my finger out and start training properly. But I don't see him doing it. He was in New York a couple of weeks ago. In nightclubs and stuff in New York. Right?
I don't think he'll do it. I think he'll probably enjoy this season with the hope that Manchester United do a bit shit and Ten Hag's off. He gets the boot, because then he's got an opportunity to prove himself against another manager. He'll likely outlast Ten Hag. That is very likely to happen.
Yeah, I mean, if their season keeps going the way they've started, it is still early days, granted, but you know, they've not had the best start, have they?
Not at all. No, they've been awful, to be completely honest.
They have been awful. They have been awful.
Not as bad as a certain blue team in London, but you know, they've been awful.
They've been awful, and I think Poch is under pressure. I know it's early days, but he does not look comfortable. He does not sound comfortable in all his press conferences. And a little fun stat is, if they don't score tomorrow, which is Wednesday when it's actually released, against Brighton, I think they're playing, they won't have a goal of the month for September.
It's mad. We'll come on to that anyway.
Has scored more goals since his Premier League debut than Chelsea have in that time.
Fucking hell, that's mental stats.
That's insane, isn't it? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's mad.
That's the bit of news that I know, mate. Anything from you?
Only something that caught my eye, really. It's been quite a quiet week, I think, in terms of news from what I recall, anyway. So, just something that caught my eye was Andros Townsend, who is looking for a club. He's 32 years old. You know, he's still got it. I didn't realise he was basically looking for houses and schools in Burnley, but they pulled the plug because they wanted a younger players coming in. They didn't think that having him as, you know, that older player would be the right thing to do for them. So they called time on it. He's been to Turkey, like guaranteed deals in Turkey, guaranteed deals in Saudi. None of them have come off, and he's clubless. And it's like, what does he do now? Like, he's put himself out there. And then, you know, it just got me thinking of, like, the pressure and the life of a footballer and how much stress that must put on you. I mean, the poor guy is training with Tottenham under-18s. Like, I couldn't think of anything worse for him. But, you know, I just thought it was quite interesting how somebody of that caliber just isn't being picked up by a team. Like, they're probably the lower league teams who will try and snap him up, but... You know, and he's not the worst player in the world.
But is it also down to his wage demands?
Well, it could be that as well, and he's obviously not going to go into that. But if you're a Sheffield United, say, for example, you know, similar to what Luton did with Ross Barkley, could Andros Townsend be somebody good to come into that Sheffield United team just for the experience as a squad player, just a bit of rotation, just a bit of experience, and, you know...
I mean...
I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be, but he's not won anything. He's not exactly played in big, successful teams or anything. He's floated around for a while and been bit part players. I think if you're going to get someone in, you would have got someone like Milner, who's been there, he's won things, he's a proper leader, and he properly leads by example. Townsend is very hit and miss. Very hot and cold.
100%. 100%, but what does he bring in terms of that? Just that experience of, because, you know, he's been in relegation battles. He's been here, there, and everywhere. Yeah. And I don't just mean Townsend. It, you know, for Sheffield, it could have been a whole host of players. It just piqued my interest, really. Of, okay, wonder why that was. Anyway,
no, that's a good point. It's a good point. It kind of ties into that whole sort of mental health piece. Obviously, we touched on a few weeks back with Johnny as well, you know, mental health in football and things like that. That comes into it and comes into play for sure. Yeah, if you're going to up sticks, move your family, it's got to be in the right move. There's a lot of things that, as sort of regular Joe fans, we don't really think about as often.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, just, you know. I wonder if he's going to come out and talk about his mental health as well, which would be quite interesting to hear and, you know, talk about that, like you say. But, yeah, so my final piece of news, which I think is a bit of good news. It's a bit of personal FDP news, isn't it?
It is. Go on. Take it away, my friend. You've been working hard.
Well, we have managed to negotiate ourselves onto an American radio station. Hopefully you've managed to get this far through this episode, because you'll be listening to it as it comes out on a Sunday. So welcome if you are a new listener. It's good to have you. Welcome to our podcast.
You're welcome,
/ radio show.
That sounds cool, doesn't it?
That does sound really good. Cool. Yeah, I'm buzzing for that.
We need to get sign in here, don't we? Or when we do the office and the studio next door, we need to get an on-air sign.
What a good idea, mate. Yes. Okay, yeah. So, I'm absolutely buzzing to get feedback. So, do you want to give us a shout? Do you want to give a shout out to our socials, Benji?
Yeah, just let us know. Every week we always put a poll, so if you're listening on... listening on Spotify, for example, and guys, get in touch on Spotify. If not, email us directly, footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com. Let us know any queries, any questions, any feedback, always appreciated. If not, check us out on all the socials. We do our little blurb. We'll play it during the break so you know everything about it.
Yeah. So if you're interested, if you don't listen on the radio and you're interested, just to see, it's Heart of the Streets Radio TV. It brings all the latest hot music from underground to mainstream, showcases to visual. So you can find them on YouTube. You can find them on Vozcast. And also on their website, heartofthestreetsradiotv.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, here at the Football Drop Podcast, we'd love to hear all your comments, feedback and funny stories. If you'd like us to share them on the pod, please email us at footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com. Thank you. Okay, so people in America who are buzzing to find out what this podcast is all about, ideally wants to have a little talk about the Premier League. So should we go into that?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Where do we start, William? Because I'll be honest, I've been a bit preoccupied this weekend. So I'm a little bit, probably a little bit more useless than normal, which is difficult when it comes to the analysis side. Just for this week, though. There's a legitimate reason.
There is a legitimate reason.
I was laughing just at your wet beard me whistle. Too much.
I'm just going to wet me whistle because I feel like I'm going to be doing a lot of talking then. How much football have you watched over this weekend?
None.
Did you not? Right. I wasn't sure if you'd said something. I was like, did I?
No, I heard. I was like, none at all.
We'll just do a whistle stop tour. We'll just do a whistle stop tour, you know. Welcome, America. This is the kind of quality that you get.
It will get better, guys. I promise.
It will get better. Okay, so should we start with Burnley Man United?
Yes.
Fernandes scored. Other than that, there wasn't too much going on, really. But what a goal that was from Bruno Fernandes. It was Van Persie-esque, really, the way the ball sort of came over and he hit it with his right. So not quite the same. But yeah, it was such a good goal. Set up by Johnny Evans, which was random.
Johnny Evans is their unsung hero this season, though. They would have been absolutely knackered without him. They would have had to start Harry Maguire.
Well, he actually scored for them. It was offside, judged by VAR to be offside. So
he didn't score for him.
Well, he did. He got the ball in the back of the net.
But he didn't score for them, though.
No. But I think Burnley did okay in terms of how they played. They had more possession, they had more shots, same amount on target. So, you know, overall, I think Burnley did really well. They play some really, really good football, actually. I was quite impressed with them. The way they sort of pass and move, they attack in numbers. I was quite impressed with them.
They're a bit more sign of them doing well now, though, and actually putting up a bit of a fight in the Prem. Because they've not started well, have they?
Not really. I think their problems lie in their attacking. They need to score more goals. That's where it is. Better defense. They could tighten up defensively. Of course, they're shipping in a few goals, but they definitely need to start scoring now.
Fair enough.
The next game is Everton Brentford. So quite a bit of a shocker this one, to be honest with you, mate. It was a good opening goal from Decore. Brentford's defence just was a bit leaky, I'll be honest. Tarkowski was very, very good. Set up the first goal, scored the second. And then a rare goal from Calvert-Lewin. Quite a nice little finish for him. Right. After Beto had come off. But he looks good. Beto, Danjuma, Decore. If Calvert-Lewin's got a bit of confidence in him now... This could be the turn for Everton season, you know?
Yeah, I'll wait and see, I think, with Everton. Calvert-Lewin will get injured again in a couple of games. And then back down again.
I think this could be his last season at Everton. I think, you know, randomly, probably Fulham would put in a deal for him, you know, like they did with Jimenez or something like that.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
Actually, really weird. So Manchester City beat Nottingham Forest 2-0. Bit of a standard game, really. Rodri got sent off.
Yes, he misses the Arsenal game.
He does. I thought it was pretty obvious for me, but yeah, it could be costly because he is a very, very good player. Gibbs White, so I don't know if you've heard, but Gibbs White had a bit of a square. I don't really know what it was about. He had a bit of a square up with Rodri. Rodri put his hand around his throat, and then he sort of just then I think as Rodri went to put his hand up again, he just fell over. So, yeah, it was a bit of one of them. I got that one bang on, by the way. I smashed you in the predictions this weekend.
Oh, mate, I don't even want to talk about it this weekend. I was fuming. Absolutely fuming.
Was it 14-4, I think, it finished?
14-4?
Something like 12-4, something like that. I smashed the shit out of you, mate.
I think it was 13-4. Give me some credit.
Okay, 13. All right, 13. I think. Luton and...
13-5, mate.
Luton and Wolves. All right, mate, keep interrupting. Fucking hell. Luton and Wolves, 2-1.
Well, the thing is, I didn't want to... Oh, sorry, you're going.
And Fulham drew 0-0. So, you know, not too much to talk about there, really. Big London North London derby, Arsenal-Tottenham. Bit disappointed with that result. I feel like had Jesus have put the ball away when he was in on goal after snatching the ball from Maddison. I felt like Saka let Maddison go quite easily for the first goal. And Jorginho, God knows what he was doing.
Oh, mate, I've seen this one. I've actually seen, like, obviously I had to watch the highlights of our game. And Jorginho, man. Like he wouldn't have come on anyway if Rice wasn't injured. No. But it just kind of, for me, raises that squad depth kind of questions again.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, yeah.
Because he's made a few errors now since we signed him.
I know what you mean. But overall, it was a good game, entertaining game. I think anyone could have won that in the end there. I think it was quite close. Tottenham went really close to winning that game. Yeah. But Arsenal could have wrapped it up well in advance. So, yeah, good one. Brighton beat Bournemouth 3-1. Kirk has on goal, and then Matoma got a couple. Solanke got the first one of the game. Not too bad. They obviously, Brighton lost in midweek against Athens, so you know they looked a bit sluggish then. But yeah, not quite a good result for them. Chelsea, man. Chelsea just could not put the ball in the back of the net. Mudryk played quite well. I thought the red card was a strange one for me. I can see why it was a red. But it was one of those.
So it's for Jackson, isn't it?
No, it was Gusto.
Oh, man.
Gusto. Yeah, it was a... I love it when you do that.
Just showing off my knowledge.
I know, yeah, it really makes me laugh. You do it all the time. It was just a funny one. It was a dangerous bad. Just the timing was shit on Digne. I don't know. It was a funny one. I could see that. Like if you look at the Nketiah one on the keeper, I thought that was a red all day long. And then this one, thought, I don't know. Should it have been a red? I don't know. But anyway, Ollie Watkins then banged in a good goal, second attempt. But yeah, good goal. I think that's the first goal he scored this season, isn't it, Ollie Watkins?
First or second, yeah.
So yeah, Chelsea, shocking. They need to get better up front.
They are in trouble.
Big trouble.
But interestingly, yeah. I mean, you mentioned it. I think you mentioned it 2 or 3 weeks in a row now. Mudryk is actually playing well. He just doesn't have that person in the box to get on the end of his passes, his crosses, or whatever it may be.
But even, you know, put a great ball into Jackson at the weekend, and he fucked it. It's just the same old thing. They've got these great wingmen, but they're just lacking something in the middle. Mm. You know, Raheem Sterling, Mudryk. They've got the wingers. Just no one in there banging in the goals. Maybe when Nkunku comes back, that could be the difference. I honestly don't know. Liverpool beat West Ham 3-1. They do love a 3-1 win. I think I predicted that as well. I got that one bang on. But you know, who's listening? Nunes was great. He's a real fan favourite, isn't he, Nunes?
He stepped up.
But West Ham played really well. And I feel like Antonio had a couple that he could have scored. Bowen had a couple that he could have scored. That game, honestly, could have gone either way. West Ham have really stepped it up this season. The Conference League win has really boosted them, I think. So fair play to them. They were unlucky to lose 3-1. I thought they were better than that. But, you know, that's the name of the game, isn't it?
That's the name of the game.
Now, if you're going to play a game of football and you have different scorers for every single goal, you wouldn't expect to have 8 different scorers in one game, would you?
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
Especially for the same team. Mate, Newcastle blew Sheffield United away. 8-0. Away from home.
I know. No one would have expected that. Like, even if you're a better man, you still wouldn't have put a couple of quid on that. There's no way.
At Bramall Lane. But also, right, when Newcastle could have had... Like, Callum Wilson could have had a hattie, mate. It could have been double figures, genuinely. Yeah. It was mental, the amount of goals that were put away. They just walked through the middle of the pitch, really. It was embarrassing. Sheffield United, I don't know if Higginbottom will last. No. Heckingbottom, sorry, will last. But...
Yeah, I don't think he stands a chance of surviving the season. Even in the press conference, they asked, like, oh, do you think your job's under pressure? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, I'm the wrong man to talk to. Don't ask me. I'm the wrong person. It's like, yeah, I get it. He's obviously worrying. He's a bit panicking. I mean, I would be too if I was on the back of an 8-0 drumming at home. But everything was shit with them. I've seen some of the clips on Facebook, and I mean, the goalie was just at fault for a few of them as well. Just he should be doing better with at least half those. Wrong position.
Yeah, I don't know.
Defenders weren't helping him, to be fair, but he needs to command that.
I felt a bit sorry for him, actually, because, yeah, he could have done better. But, I mean, so, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. But that was shit. I think they had 9 injuries, though. 9 players out for injury and suspension and stuff. But, you know, that's just poor management. It was so poor. Trippier, hat-trick of assists, which was good for him. Now, just going back to the Arsenal game. So, handball for the pen, you know, it's one of those. You shouldn't go up with your hand anymore.
No.
But Gordon, his goal was like, bosh, off his hand, cross the ball in, goal. And I'm like, should that count?
No, it shouldn't.
It did, like, he crossed the ball because he didn't score from it. So let's move on because we're going to run out of time otherwise, because I know you need to get going. I just want to run through a few of the results. So let me go back. So Real Madrid beat Sociedad 2-1 last week. What else do we have? We've got Barcelona and Celta Vigo, 5-goal thriller, 3-2. To Barcelona. Atletico Madrid won the Madrid derby at the weekend, beat Real 3-1. So that does change up a little bit. So Barcelona, Girona, randomly, Real Madrid and Bilbao are in the top half. The Serie A, so just a few of those. Roma beat Empoli 7-0. Couple of weekends ago.
Wow.
Inter Milan beat AC Milan 5-1, which was huge result for them. Sassuolo at the weekend beat Juve 4-2.
Yes.
And we have at the top of the table Inter Milan, followed by Juventus, AC Milan, and Lecce.
Mate,
and then at the bottom, we've got Empoli.
You keep going into a blur.
And Udinese. Sorry, mate. Thank you for telling me. In Bundesliga, so we had Leipzig beat Augsburg 3-0. Dortmund won away at Freiburg 4-2. Heidenheim beat Werder Bremen 4-2. Bayern Munich beat Bochum 7-0.
Heidenheim beat our team, but Heidenheim is our new team. I don't know how to feel about this.
Yeah. I know, it's weird. But they did lose against Leverkusen 4-1, Heidenheim.
Ooh.
So, the table stands. Guess what? Barcelona top. Leverkusen second. Stuttgart third.
Barcelona are top in the Bundesliga?
Bayern Munich.
Wow.
Sorry, Bayern Munich. I am just trying to whiz through this. Little bit of news. So, Saudi Pro League, Al Ittihad sitting top, Al Hilal are second, Al Tawan are third. At the bottom, you've got Al Riyad, Al Hazim, and Al Raid. So, yeah, it's Al Nassr in fifth. You know, interesting little
fifth
league, that actually. It's, yeah.
Ooh.
Interesting. I've had to fly through that because we need to go, don't we?
We do, unfortunately. We do, but thank you.
We'll be back better next week.
We're going to be back in the same room next week.
It'll be so much better next week.
Back again.
I can't wait.
Back again.
Bear with us, America. Bear with us.
No, cheers, mate, as always. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
Speak to you soon. Cheers, guys.
Take care. Bye. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please give us 5-star on your podcast provider, whatever one that may be, and help us hashtag drop the pod.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now, what if we could fix it?
I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.